And Helen.
And yeah. Helen was doing physical education.
Yeah.
With the with art education department, mm-hmm. and she had a lot of architect. That's where the architecture
That's
connection.
That's where the architecture thing. Well, happened. Also because Helen got involved with architecture because the architects at that point would have a 2-week residency where they would be somewhere in some desolated camp, and their idea was for the architect students to get to know each other and have some interaction before they began and started their school year. And Helen was hired on or part on like the designer of the environmental experience. And I was on board as one of the helpers. And that may have been before or around, because Helen Goodwin, Tad Young, Rita Watson, and myself had a Canada Council grant in 1968 to study with Anne and Larry Halperin. Larry Halperin was a landscape architect. Anna Halperin danced in city spaces, outdoor spaces. You know, she was breaking all those boundaries of dance beyond the stage. And then there was the Gestalt, Paul Baum, that was part of the whole faculty. So this was very, very intensive. And, you know, the interaction, male, female, building things with sculpture on the beach, playing roles, rituals, making costumes, you know, working with paper. And
pretty challenging for you.
Very challenging, and, you know, and a sense of freedom and a sense of looking back into yourself as to your own behavior and analyzing who and what roles you were playing. And through that intensive, you know, I think it really strengthened one as it strengthened one's, you know, super being. I mean, I really felt after I finished that workshop, I knew who I was. I was devoted. I knew I was an artist. You know, no one. I was very now set and quite stubborn in my direction, and it had empowered me in a number of ways. And at that workshop, I had also met Marilyn Wood, who was a celebration artist from New York, who was breaking the boundaries and working on city spaces and decoration, you know, the celebration of a building with dancers and fabric and sculpture and music. And Marilyn became, my guru, planner, designer, which I followed many, many places around the world, but that 68 was the meeting of Marilyn and the setting up of celebrations as an art form. And then the pre-architecture kind of interactive workshop was somewhat following in the lines of experiments in the environment. That was the title of this Halperin, you know, experience. And it was that workshop was published. They only had it once, 1 year. There were 16 architects and 16 dancers from around the world were the participants. And there was a book published called RSVP Cycles by Jim Burns, who was an architect. And it in documents that particular workshop that we were involved with photographs and stuff.
Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, really?
It's really fascinating.
Uh-huh.
I should mail it to you.
That's
another string of intermedia. But
yeah, was that the proper name now that you just gave me?
RSVP Cycles.
RSVP Cycles.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Written by Jim Burns. And he was the editor of Progressive Architecture Magazine, like a really big Hoyto New York publisher, who came to the workshop in 68 and got loose and interactive. I don't think he ever went back to the business world, but he, you know, became and worked more with Halperin, who designed, you know, city spaces, and they were the forerunner of...
They were quite influential.
Yeah, and Halperin published another, you know, People and Sites and stuff like that.
They were the forerunner of what?
Of our, you know, architecture and people and movement, you know, people, you know, that kind of interaction, because, you know, I think up until then, architecture was just basically buildings. No one really paid much attention of people's personal space, and